By the way, it's so foolish to think that because of the fact that between verses 15 and 18, it says this, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So it's telling us, hey, by the way, Jesus Christ created everything. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses will twist that and say, well, yeah, he created everything, but he was actually the only one who was actually created. Well, in John 1, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he would be included in that statement, if that was true. Without him was not anything made that was made, showing that he was not created. He's the eternal Son of God. I'm going to read to you from Revelation 1, verse 5, it says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Look at Psalm 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Now the modalists will take this and immediately apply this to what? To when he was born in Bethlehem's manger. But this is not what this is referring to. Okay, go to Acts chapter 13. So you have on the other opposite end of this heresy, on the opposite side of the spectrum, that states this, that Jesus Christ actually became the Son of God. You know, he wasn't the Son of God before. Before he was just like an audible word that God used to create the world. This is what the modalists will say. He was some sort of audible thing that that's how God created everything. But when he was born, that's how he actually became the begotten Son of God. Okay? And they'll use that. Psalm 2, verse 7. But look at Acts 13 and verse 32. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again. This is talk about the resurrection, right? As it is also written in the what? Second Psalm. What did we just read? Psalm 2. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. So what is this talking about? The resurrection. No, it's talking about when he was born in Bethlehem. No, it says, he's quoting the second Psalm, and he says, in that he hath raised up Jesus again. That's referring to his resurrection, okay? Very simple.